Girl Guide experience.
Thanks for coming to our first ever live podcast recording.
Very cool. Very sick.
This is incredible. Oh my God. Having a wonderful time here in Boise.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Boise is what Austin wishes it could be in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that's a way to put it.
My dad's ashes are scattered in this state. So it's possible part of him is here right now, which is really beautiful.
Wow. That's really beautiful.
So if you haven't listened to this podcast before, it's a podcast that sucks. it's kind of just us, like, dicking around. And it's cool because since we're trans women, you have to listen to our stories.
Before we even started doing the podcast, we would perform together live on stage, and people would come up to us and they would say, "I love your podcast."
Yeah.
And we would say, thank you, I guess, because I don't want to look like an asshole and say I don't have a podcast. So we figured, you know, even if the podcast is bad, it doesn't seem like people already think it exists. What could be worse? Who cares? Yeah. Whatever.
People would write articles about us. Journalists would write articles about us when we were in their city performing and be like, straight off their hit podcast comes Girl God to Portland, Oregon, when we just didn't have a podcast. But now, guess what? We do. Sorry. But we're really excited today because a cool thing about me and April is we never got the talk.
Yeah, because parents don't really know how to give the talk to young trans women. And by the talk, I mean the talk about sexual experiences, obviously.
Sucking.
In case there are any minors in the audience who also haven't received the talk. Don't worry, you're going to get it today.
And talking.
Yeah, all my dad ever told me, and this is real, all the only information I ever got from my parents about having sex was my dad was like, just make sure you jack off into a sock. That was it. That was the whole conversation.
Did you ever do that even once?
No, I've never once jacked off into a sock. That seems extremely impractical, actually.
It hurts, actually.
I have some real questions about how you would actually jack off into a sock. It seems hard to aim. Socks don't stay open. Like, do you put it over
what
your...
What do you mean? You put your dick in it like it's a foot. It's not hard to... What do you mean?
Do you jack yourself off
what
over...
What do you mean
do you
socks
hold...
don't stay
no,
open?
No, what I'm saying is, do you hold the sock...
No, what do you mean socks like, don't do you, stay open? Do you... Specifically, what do you
no,
mean
my,
when
okay,
you said
my...
socks don't stay open?
Well, my question is about
yes,
the...
Yes, they do
you
stay
can't...
open.
No. I mean without a foot in it. You can't...
Yeah, because your penis is in it.
So that's my question, is logistically...
You don't rip the sock off completely.
No, what I'm picturing is, do you, like, set the sock, like, on the table and then, like, jack off into it? Like,
no.
I've never known, like, how logistically how does it work?
You have your penis in the sock and then you come inside of it.
But that doesn't seem comfortable at all. Socks are not soft.
It's not great. It's a cleanup thing.
So you're, like, putting the sock over your dick, holding the sock and jacking yourself off? That's
Yeah,
the...
like a fleshlight, but a sock.
My dad didn't tell me how to do it. He just told me to do it.
I don't think someone should have had to tell you how to do it.
Evidently, I'm too smart to understand jacking off into a sock.
You're not too smart to
how to jack off into a sock.
The only thing my mom ever told me about sex was I was like 15 and we were listening to NPR. And Emma Watson was like a sexual health ambassador for the UN.
That's so cool that they saw a child actress and said, let's make her a sexual health ambassador to the world. Hermione.
And there was like a clip of her talking about how important access to condoms was. And then my mom looks at me and says, see, Hermione uses condoms. You should too.
Do wizards use condoms?
You think there'd be a spell for that, right? Or like they could just, after they've came in it, they could point at it and it'd be gone.
I don't know. We've been trying to
just like how wizards used to shit on the floor and then
Did they do that?
Yeah, that's what J.K. Rowling says for real.
We've been trying to get J.K. on the pod, but she won't.
We've been trying
to
get J.K. on the pod.
Our request. I don't know why. Does she have some kind of issue with us?
I think it's because we used to date.
You and J.K.?
Yeah, we were together for like 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What happened?
We just kind of grew apart.
Wow, that's fun. Okay, but I didn't know that.
Today we have one of my all-time favorite people in the world who's decided that he's brave enough and enough of an ally to sit two trans women down and tell them how sex works. Everybody, welcome the one and only Chris Gethin!
Thank you, Chris, for coming. Please.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Please
it's
have
a joy.
A seat.
The first thing I want to address as part of this talk is I feel like you were very judgmental about the sock conversation.
Yeah.
I will say, in my experience, I've never actually fucked the sock. Like it sounds
okay,
like
so
you're
I'm not crazy.
It you sounds just like you're came advocating into the sock.
In general, I would I don't use a sock often, but sometimes I have. I will just grab the sock right before the coming and hold the sock over it to catch the cum. I don't feel a need to treat the sock.
Do you put your dick in the sock still?
I've never felt the need to fleshlight a sock.